This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there's a great question on the table, which is, why is it that deterrence from the most powerful nation on earth, the nation with the greatest military, the most military resources, the most functional defense establishment, that would be us, why didn't our deterrence work to stop Vladimir Putin from crossing the border into Ukraine with a massive invasion? An invasion that increasingly looks like it is either stalemated or on its way, at least according to many observers now, toward defeat. A perspective on the reason deterrence failed in Ukraine, brilliantly presented this morning in the Wall Street Journal by Nadia Shadlow. And she was most recently the United States Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategy prior to joining the National Security Council. She was a senior program officer in the International Security and Foreign Policy Program of the Smith Richardson Foundation. She is now a fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford and the Hudson Institute. Very pleased, Dr. Shadlow, to meet you by telephone. So what's the problem? Why didn't the U.S. Deterrence work to stop this invasion by Vladimir Putin?
Well, thanks so much, Michael, for having me on your show. It's really a pleasure, and I love listening to the show. You know, we'll never know the exact reason, and deterrence is complicated. What is it? It's designed to prevent war, actually, to preserve peace. And it's a mixture of two things, will, the will to do something, saying I will do something, and capabilities, the ability to back that up. And that's sort of the classic theory of deterrence. So we won't know what Putin is thinking. Certainly no one knows what he's thinking, or very few people. But my point was to note that when we broadcast what we will not do, when we consistently say we won't do this or we won't do that, that weakens deterrence. So from the beginning of the invasion, we began to see the administration stating that we would not deploy Americans' troops. We would not transfer or facilitate the transfer of certain airplanes to Ukraine. And my point was to say, don't do that. There's no reason to tell our adversaries and competitors what we won't do. And I think that, you know, over time that weakens the will equation of deterrence. So I think it was really just a straightforward argument, but I think it hit a nerve because, you know, people had realized we were just saying don't do this or don't do that. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, I personally think ambiguity can be quite helpful in certain cases. It depends the situation. And there's no way to predict anything in foreign policy. But I think certainly we don't want to weaken deterrence over time because that might come back to haunt us.
Look, that's so profoundly smart and so much needed right now. The one thing that I was thinking about reading your column is, and I know you're limited in how much you can say in a column like this, but the one thing that people seem to get wrong is it's either all or nothing. Either you're like Putin, who won't even rule out nuclear war or a nuclear first strike. He has not ruled that out at all. But we seem to have ruled out everything. Any kind of actual military participation or military response, we're going to respond with sanctions. And Putin seems to have no problem at all defying those sanctions. And by the way, threatening us with nuclear war.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. We want to preserve, you always want to preserve your decisions at hand. We want to preserve our decision makers' ability to consider all different options. And they should be doing that, you know, in a behind closed doors. I mean, now everything is leaked, so it's really hard. But ultimately, no matter what the administration, you know, I'm an American. I want America to be strong, and I want America to succeed. And I want to preserve our decision makers' options that they have before them. So I don't think, you know, in terms of diplomacy, that you want to broadcast everything you're going to do or not do. I think that in this case, ambiguity works. The irony is, on the flip side, we didn't actually, from the beginning, go forth and say in a really strong way, hey, Mr. Putin, we're going to kick you out of SWIFT. We're going to, you know, stop importing Russian oil and gas. So on the flip side, when we did have an opportunity to convey strength in certain areas, we chose not to.
Okay, this seems to have been political. What at this moment... it's political in the sense that Biden reads the polls. He doesn't even pretend. I think it was President Bush used to say he never read polls, and I think he really did. But Biden certainly reads them, and he could see that people did not want another foreign military involvement. That didn't seem to be popular. What could he possibly do now in terms of deterrence, to deter the potential either chemical attack or nuclear attack that a lot of people are saying has become a real possibility for the Putin regime?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he should preserve ambiguity. If he sets forth something like a red line, like we will not abide by the use of chemical weapons, he needs to have policies to stick to that, right? Like, if that's hollow, then that's a problem. I think he should also reinforce America's commitment to NATO, and to the NATO alliance. So those would be first steps. Hopefully, we won't have to be faced with that situation. I mean, hopefully there will be a negotiated settlement. I mean, there's a lot of disagreement on what that settlement should look like, but it is interesting that President Zelensky is saying that he's open to negotiations, and I think, the Russians have, in theory, they're at the table too. So hopefully we won't be faced with, you know, the catastrophic possibility of chemical or nuclear use, and we'll achieve some sort of negotiated settlement, one that, you know, preserves Ukraine's fundamental sovereignty, so it's not an occupied state indefinitely, although I personally think, you know, we're probably going to end up with some sort of status quo that looks a lot like things looked like before the invasion, which actually makes the loss of life even that much more terrible.
The Max Boot basically says today in a Washington Post syndicated column that what happens now is Putin has a basic choice. He can either lose slowly or lose quickly. Do you agree with that kind of optimistic assessment?
Probably not that optimistic. I think long term this will be seen as a loss for Russia. So I do agree with Max's points there, but I'm not sure that Putin, you know, would agree reading his column. So I think he's going to try to preserve some way to not lose in his mind, some way that he is not worse off than before this started. What does that look like? That's the problem, right? That's the key, I think, conundrum to figure out what that is. So at a baseline, again, I think it's going to be hard to see a situation where he doesn't remain in the East in some form, and obviously in Crimea. So, what will that look like? What additional factors would go into that equation?
Well, we will find out, presumably. One hopes quickly with less loss of life than many, many people fear. People can read Nadia's column. That's Dr. Nadia Shadlow of the Hudson Institute and of the Hoover Institution at Stanford. We'll be right back on the Medved Show with the latest observations, also dragging the Russian Orthodox Church front and center into this conflict. That and more coming up on the Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is more. I mentioned Max Boot, and his column is very important because he's written about wars and battles. He has the definitive book on America's undeclared wars, which include wars like Vietnam, obviously, the Gulf
wars, both Gulf Wars. There have been about 300 military actions the United States has conveyed without Congress declaring war. But he also happens to have been born in Russia, and is, of course, a loyal American citizen and a patriot, in my opinion. But he writes in this amazing column, which we'll post up at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's syndicated through the Washington Post. It says, against all odds, Ukrainians are winning. Russia's initial offensive has failed. And he includes this piece with this perspective, which is extraordinarily important to hear. Russian troop morale is said to be plunging as their difficulties multiply. Russian casualties are overwhelming morgues and hospitals in Belarus. Russian losses in the first 3 weeks were estimated to be at least 17,000 dead, 14,000 wounded, and 1,000 more to be killed or wounded every day. This doesn't include the 1,000 Russian troops reputed to be taken as prisoners of war. Russian forces are literally being decimated, suffering at least 10% casualties. That's what decimated means. Five generals are reported to be among the dead. The equipment losses are staggering. The Russians are reported to have lost 1,500 vehicles. Just imagine what that would look like in a picture. 1,500 military vehicles, including 240 tanks. It is not clear how or if Russia can replace all these men and all that material. Putin has reportedly placed under house arrest, and this is breaking news, the head of the FSB's Fifth Service, charged with providing intelligence on Ukraine. The FSB is the successor to the KGB. It's their secret police. This shows that Putin is looking for scapegoats, but is he also looking for a way out? His Stalin-like speech last week, lashing out at scum and traitors, is not a good sign. No, it's never a good sign, Max, when somebody with the power of an autocrat lashes out at scum and traitors. It suggests that he is digging in. Sadly, just about the only thing Russian troops are good at is killing civilians. And they have the capacity to kill a lot more. Putin could escalate with chemical or even nuclear weapons. But there are also some reports of progress in peace negotiations. Putin cannot hang on indefinitely if his army continues to suffer heavy losses. He won't have much of a military left. Russian troops could still pause and regroup for another offensive, but their odds of success diminish by the day. The initial goal of regime change already appears to be out of reach. Barring some unexpected development, Putin's choices appear to be whether to lose quickly or slowly. Against all odds, the Ukrainians are actually winning. That is an amazing declaration. And it goes against another horror about the Putin regime that gets very little attention. It did merit a report from the Wall Street Journal by Francis X. Rocca. And it reports that Patriarch Kirill of Moscow, who was leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, recently described the war in Ukraine as nothing less than apocalyptic struggle between good and evil. Well, that's fair enough. There are a lot of religious leaders who have described the war as a war between good and evil. I think it is. I think he's right about it. He continues that its outcome will determine where humanity will end up on which side of God the Savior. Okay, what's unique about the Patriarch Kirill is he sees the Putin side as good and the Ukrainian side as pure evil. Now, how is that possible? It's possible when nationalism it gets completely wrapped up in religious faith. For Mr. Putin, Ruski Mir, which means the Russian world, refers to Moscow's rightful sphere of influence, which includes the territories of the former Soviet Union and the Russian Empire before it. Ukraine is not just a neighboring country for us, says Putin. It is an inalienable part of our own history, culture, and spiritual space. Mr. Putin said that on February 21st, 3 days before the invasion. The Russian Orthodox Church embraced the term Ruski Mir and lent it a religious character within which Ukraine also played a special role. The Russian Orthodox Church traces its origins to the 10th century mass conversion in Kyiv known as the Baptism of Rus. That's from the 900s. It's a long time ago. At a time when Kyiv was a much more substantial city and civilization than anything around Moscow. In Ukraine, however, the religious conception of Ruski Mir, like the political one, has encountered resistance. Many of the country's Orthodox believers belong to a Russian-led Orthodox church, but the country is also home to a sizable Catholic community, as well as a Ukrainian Orthodox church that has sought autonomy from Moscow. In 2019, the global Eastern Orthodox Church's spiritual leader, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I of Constantinople, granted that autonomy. The decision led to a serious schism within the Eastern Orthodox world. Different national churches have taken sides with Moscow or Constantinople. Patriarch Kirill has suspended communion with Patriarch Bartholomew and lamented that the latter is now helping to mentally remake Ukrainians and Russians living in Ukraine into enemies of Russia. Do you think that this other patriarch is making people in Ukraine enemies of Russia? How about the idea of bombing schools and hospitals and shopping centers and private homes? You don't think that makes the enemies of Russia out of Ukrainian people? It has more to do with what is going on. The attempt to wrap an evil cause in the cloak of Christianity, in the cloak of goodness and religious faith, very, very sad and corrupt. More coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chairman Jerome Powell has now announced that the Federal Reserve will raise its benchmark short-term interest rate faster than expected and high enough to restrain growth and hiring if this is necessary to slow rampaging inflation. At their meeting last week, Fed officials raised the key rate from near zero to a quarter to a half point and forecast they would carry out at least six more quarter point hikes this year. Powell said if necessary, the Fed would be open to raising rates by a more aggressive half point at multiple meetings to push rates into restrictive territory that will limit growth. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, is facing four straight days of high-profile confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today's session kicked off with 10-minute opening statements from committee members, 5-minute statements from outside introducers, and then 10 minutes from Jackson herself. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, a good reminder and certainly a good day, beginning of the week, to take care of it. Join us as a Medhead Plus member. It's an investment. It's an investment of 22 cents a day. Doesn't come out to be that much, even if you compute it on a yearly basis. But join as a MedHead Plus member. You have availability of this daily show with no ads, and it's on demand. Plus, you can stream hundreds of hours of history programming for free, absolutely for free. You can see what's available by going to MedVedHistoryStore.com, and you can look at the various titles you can download and stream for free as a MedHead Plus member. You pay a little. You learn a lot. There's so much that's emotional about following this war and the sad idea that Putin, of course, is trying to say that unless Russia wins, it will be a victory for evil. I honestly can't believe that anyone, no matter how propagandistic the media images may be that you are fed by a dictatorial government in Russia, how anyone could believe that. There were no attacks by Ukraine on Russia. It doesn't exist. And no, they are not a Nazi regime in Russia. And yet, they're being penalized. Putin still says, he said at that rally, that this is a war against Nazism. And they had a big banner up there about support President Putin, and they had the Z symbol, which is a symbol for backing this Russian evil war.
of suppression and annihilation and hideousness. They also had stopped Nazism in the world, as if this was an issue here. There's a tape that's very touching, and as so much of this is, and it's the problem with this Ukraine news is it is so clearly a struggle between good and evil, and no, the Russian side is not on the good side here. Sorry for those of you who might believe that it is. But there's been, what do they say now, 4 million or close to it refugees? Could be 3 million. I mean, they're trying to keep track of everybody. But one of the refugees was a little Ukrainian girl, 10 years old, who went viral for singing the song Let It Go while in a bomb shelter. She's now in Poland, which has been unbelievably generous and welcoming to the refugees. She, over the weekend, performed at a large charity event in a stadium to thousands of cheering people.
Душу тіло ми положим на нашу свободу і покажем, що ми браття козацького роду.
And Zelensky released a new video about what Ukraine once was, and concludes by saying, now we will be great. Listen, this is clip three.
This was my home. This was my friend. This was my dog. This was my car. This was my job. And this was my father. And this was my daughter. The millions and millions of fresh wounds are bleeding with that wound. Russia has drowned Ukraine in tears and blood and children corpses. But there is one thing Russia doesn't get. Wars is the word that describes its life. And we Ukrainians already know what will come next. We will win. And there will be new houses. There will be new cities. There will be new dreams. There will be a new story. There will be, there's no doubt. And those we've lost will be remembered. And we will sing again. And we will celebrate anew. Yes, Ukraine was beautiful. But now, it will become great, great Ukraine.
It's, the stuff moves me. And because, again, there are people who are putting their lives on the line to make that dream come true. And there's a former president of Ukraine, who wasn't a terribly popular president of Ukraine, but he has been a great patriot and great supporter of his country in wartime. And he makes, his name is Petro Poroshenko. He's a chocolate manufacturer and apparently a wealthy man who has devoted all of his wealth and all of his resources to backing the outnumbered but shockingly successful Ukrainian troops in this war. Petro Poroshenko said this is not just a war against Ukraine. This is clip 12. Listen.
First of all, my impression from the Putin words, this is just a confirmation about is absolutely inadequate. He is a mad maniac. And everybody should understand, this is the war against the West, not against Ukraine.
And that, by the way, is also true of the Patriarch Kirill, who says it's a war between good and evil. He says, no, no, it's not just Ukraine that's evil. It's the West. It's us. It's America. It's Great Britain. It's France. It's Germany. All evil. All evil. And Bill Maher actually expressed part of the thinking, I think, that of literally hundreds of millions of Americans. Really, I think he speaks for a lot of us. Listen to this. This is a clip 8.
Finally, we have a president that everybody loves, and his approval ratings are sky high. It's the president of Ukraine, but still.
Yep, there's that. And the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, was doing an interview with CNN. And made this important point. Listen.
I'm ready for negotiations with him. I was ready over the last 2 years. And I think that without negotiations, we cannot end this war. I think that all the people who think that this dialogue is shallow and that it is not going to resolve anything, they just don't understand that this is very valuable. If there is just 1% chance for us to stop this war, I think that we need to take this chance. We need to do that.
And it's a different message from what you're getting from Putin right now. We will get to that and to the real story behind that Putin rally. It's so scary. And by the way, as a number of commentators have made clear, it's an indication of him losing support, not gaining it. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
A corrupt human tornado.
Michael Medved.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs and Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, yesterday I had the great opportunity, and that wasn't yesterday because today is Monday. It was Friday, actually. But it feels like yesterday. I had the great opportunity to speak on the show with Peter Robinson of the Hoover Institution, former speechwriter for President Reagan. And he asked what I think is sort of the $64,000 question, or if you want, the trillion-dollar question, which is, when you look back at the history of the various nations in Europe, the history of Russia is really singularly horrible. I mean, it's really, really dark. And he said, Peter Robinson, and I spent some time over the weekend thinking about this, is why? What is it? Russia's always been a gigantic country. It's been a gigantic empire for a very long time. What's the problem with Russia? And it really does have to do with geography. There's a piece today in the New York Times by Yaroslav Hristak, who is a professor of history at the Ukrainian Catholic University and the author most recently of A Global History of Ukraine. And he talks about the history of Russia, which you must, because there's been so much interaction between Russia and Ukraine. One of the things he says that people get wrong is that through much of its history, Ukraine was either close to or part of Poland and the Polish Empire. And religiously, where the Roman Catholic Church has had very, very little presence, limited presence in Russia, it's a powerful force in Ukraine. And the other thing is Russia's geography, literally, because the country is so gigantic, it's so vast, and that entire territory in Siberia, and going all the way out to the Pacific coast, it has led to autocracy. Because the whole idea is the only way you can rule an area that vast where there are so many isolated settlements and so many different kinds of people is with one autocrat, with one person who has total authority. And that, of course, produces horrible consequences. And it also makes for a great lack of success for the country that is governed that way. The other thing about Russia's size and where it is the only country I know of that has been attacked seriously with devastating impact from every direction. Fought with Turkey, attacked from the south, attacked from the north with Sweden, occupying, being a major combatant against Russia, the big Battle of Poltava that is supposed to be the greatest victory in Russian history was against the Empire of Sweden. They've been attacked by Tatars and the Mongolians from the east, and of course attacked by France under Napoleon, by Germany going back to the Teutonic Knights of the 13th century. In other words, everybody's attacked Russia, and very often because of the size of the country and the winter, those attacks haven't worked out. Few of them have worked out in the long term. But it's so different from the history that, for instance, that we've enjoyed. Another big, huge, sweeping country that at one time was largely empty was the United States of America. But we have two oceans that have helped to protect us. That's just some thoughts to keep in mind. Putin's rally. And they say the stadium apparently holds like 75,000 people, and it was filled. And then they had tens of thousands who were gathered outside who were watching it on closed screen. And part of what Putin said, he came up wearing this little beige turtleneck, and then what has been described variously as a $15,000 or $10,000 Italian high style from Milan jacket. And what he said in Russia and in Russian was this, clip five.
We had to pull Crimea from the degrading position and condition Crimea and Sevastopol were in when they were part of a different state, which funded these territories on a residual basis. But that's not the matter. The matter is that we know what to do next, how to do it, and at what expense, and we will implement all our plans.
Yay. And then he gives his fake biblical citation. Listen.
This suffering and this genocide was the main reason, the main motivation, and the main objective of the operation that we began in Donbass and Ukraine. This was the objective. And this is when I think of the Bible. There is no greater love than if somebody gave their soul for their friends. And we can see the heroic deeds of our guys in the course of this operation. These words from the Holy Scripture of Christianity. It's something that is very dear to those who profess this religion.
Okay, do you really think that there are many people who profess Christianity or deeply understand it who think that there is no greater love than slaughtering grandmothers, destroying homes, creating refugees, bombing hospitals and kindergartens? I mean, really? Even Hitler didn't have the audacity to do that and to quote the Bible in behalf of atrocities. And then this about how unified Russia is in this noble crusade. Clip 7.
The best confirmation of that is how our guys are fighting in the course of this military operation, shoulder to shoulder, helping and supporting each other. And if the need comes, they will shield each other in the battlefield from the bullets as brothers. We have not had such unity for a long time.
Well, they certainly, some of the massive surrenders, they seem to be very unified. And again, they have interviews in media from all over the world who have interviewed some of the Russians who have been taken prisoner. And the war wasn't stalemated because he knows exactly what he is doing. And the claim by Vladimir Putin, we have our plans, we're all ready to go. Do those plans include chemical weapons, as many people now assume? Is that why we are getting these outrageous lies? I mean, outrageous lies about the United States funding bioweapons labs in Ukraine. How sad it all is. And there's an explanation from this Ukrainian historian about what Russia got wrong, utterly wrong, about Ukraine. We will get to that a little bit later on the Medved Show. That right now, Jill Lawrence, who is a columnist, liberal columnist for USA Today, and who I used to work with at USA Today, her recent columns are have to do with the idea that the Republican Party actually is trying to exterminate the memory of American diversity. I don't think that's accurate. But then she does have a America is in a golden bipartisan era, new column, give thanks while it lasts. Well, if it's true, we'll get to that and to more on the Ukraine and America needing a fighter, not a consoler. So who could that be? And how and why and where? All coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.